We have just entered the main floor living room, which some call the Sistine Chapel of Modernism. This room demonstrates the collective work that Gaudí orchestrated alongside some of the best craftsmen of the time, experts in materials such as wood, glass, iron, and ceramics. In the United Kingdom, the modernist style was known as modern style, the Glasgow school being of particular significance. Note how the living room has three different areas that can be converted into one. This modular space could be used as a large open plan area or as an intimate and cozy room, depending on the specific needs. Note also how the colors on the walls give each space its own personality. The main door reveals yet another masterpiece, a 20 centimeter thick piece of oak that folds open. Can you see how it adapts to the curved shape of the ceiling? Or is it the other way around? The different volumes of wood enhance the door's three-dimensional aspect, and if you let your imagination run wild, you will notice how the stained glass in watery shades is shaped in the form of mollusks, transporting you to the depths of the sea.
I feel a certain sadness when I think about the Mediterranean. Does that not happen to you? Fortunately, my creator left a small piece of the Mediterranean waters in me. Let me tell you a secret. Sometimes, when I am alone and the wind blows, the glass shells sing to me with the voice of the sea.
In the central space, we can enjoy a privileged view over Paseo de Gracia. From the gallery that overlooks the street, the largest on the whole of Paseo de Gracia, the family could watch the world go by while also being seen by passers-by. Meetings, luncheons, dances. Everything that happened here could be seen from the outside, with Mr. and Mrs. Badlio's permission, of course. The enormous picture window is yet another wonder of craftsmanship and innovation. It can be opened through a complex system of weights and counterweights hidden at each end. Thanks to this intelligent solution, the gallery can be opened fully, turning it into a balcony. The handles are just calling out to be touched, like golden flowers. Have you seen the leaded stained glass that crowns the window? It sifts the light from the outside and compensates for possible excess light, once again demonstrating how Gaudí was the creator of perfect ambiences. Formerly, there was an oratory opposite the picture window, including a wooden altarpiece and altar. By simply opening up its doors, the living room was transformed into a chapel, a demonstration of the Badlio family's devotion to the Catholic Church, which was commonplace in early 20th century society. It is ironic how this piece, a symbol of faith and devotion, was placed in a space that was most often used to host moments of leisure.
Déu vos salve, Maria, plena de gràcia. El Senyor és amb vos. Beneïda sou vos entre totes les dones. I beneït és el fruit del vostre sant ventre, Jesús.
Gaudí's imagination knew no limits, and woe betide those who tried to hold him back. His conflicts with the bourgeoisie of the time were notorious. His ideas towards architecture only embraced the inspiration of nature and of its creator, God. He would answer to nobody but God.
If you look towards the ceiling, you will be amazed by the way that it coils, creating an absorbing spiral effect. In the middle of this fantasy whirlpool, you'll find the original lamp, which was hidden for over a century in a mysterious suitcase. Today, It sparkles before your eyes with its 3,000 glass gems.
I remember how Gaudí used to speak of Jules Verne. I am sure that he was inspired by his novels. I would sometimes dream they were traveling together on a submarine, exploring the depths of the oceans.